It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
You have probably heard this story, but it's one which is worth hearing again and again. Once there was a small boy who would lie about everything. His father tried several times to get his small son to stop lying, but nothing seemed to work. One day, however, his father came up with an idea which he thought would surely cause the boy to quit lying. The father put a post in the front yard of the home. He called his young son in and told him that each time the boy told a lie, he would drive a nail into the post. Well, the young boy didn't stop lying, and the father began driving nails into the post. Quite often, someone would ask the boy what the post with the nails was doing in his front yard. The boy, not wanting the truth known, would tell another lie. Before long, the post was nearly full of nails. Well, one day, the young boy came home and told his father that he was tired of lying and wished to begin telling the truth. His father was overjoyed. He told his son that every time he told the truth, a nail would be removed from the post. One by one, the nails were pulled out. After some time, the post was free of nails. When the boy saw that the last nail had been removed, he asked his father about removing the post. His father said he would. Together, they went out to do the appointed task. The young boy looked at the post, thought for a moment, and then spoke to his father. "Daddy, the nails are gone, but the holes where the nails were are still there." The father turned to his son, hesitated for a moment, then replied, "Yes, son, they are. We can put putty in the holes, smooth them over, and even paint the post, but the scars which the holes made will always be in the post." It is true that every lie we tell drives a nail in our character. The nails can be removed, but the scar will remain for a long time. Of course, the post was not a living object and had no way to heal itself. But as living humans, over a period of time, we can grow new tissue and the scar will disappear. Telling a lie will leave its mark, to be sure. We will never be able to change the hurt and agony it causes. But we can change the cause of our lying, that is, ourself. The post could do nothing to what was happening to it, but the boy could, and did. And of course it was the father who pointed out the need for change to his child. On a higher plane, the boy represents us, and the father represents God. God has told us that lying hurts us, that it drives nails into our character. But he has also said he's willing to remove those nails and even heal the scars left by the nails. His requirement is a change of attitude and practice on our part. The laws of living which God has given us, including the one against lying, are given for our good. Unlike the post, our characters need not decay when the nails are removed, but can live and grow stronger by the application of God's truth.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.